This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mark Simons. Simon, he works for Sports Info Solutions. Mark, appreciate the time, man.
Hi, thanks for having me on. You're 4-1 since we last spoke.
Yes, sir. And two, Mark, the team is winning games. Yes, they are. They're 12-6 coming into today. But the young pitching staff, we were doing this a little bit before the postgame show last night. They have only had the opportunity to get a win in two of these starts coming into outside of last night where Brandon Woodruff pitches well enough to get that win last night. But coming into that game, Freddie Peralta had an 8-inning shutout affair, and then Brandon Woodruff in the first series of the season had an opportunity where he got a win. But now in advanced stats, wins and losses, the record always seems to be poo-pooed by newer age baseball fans and analytics experts of just actually how much it means to a starting pitcher.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, your most important thing is, I think, your ERA and your strikeouts, your walks, and your homers allowed. But yeah, it does look like it's been a little rough for Chessie, and especially for Burns. I didn't even realize how bad Burns was going until I just looked at it about 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes, I guess, would be with him. I think that would be there are some causes for concern. I'm looking at Woodruff. Woodruff's got a 26-6 strikeout to walk, and guys that are able to keep that kind of strikeout to walk over a full season, they tend to be good pitchers for over the course of a full season. So I wouldn't worry much about the 5 ERA with him yet. He does. Zach Davies has pitched all right since he's come back.
Big time.
So I think there's, as per usual, I'm trying to paint a rosy picture for you here. I think it's better. It might be a little better than you think.
I love it when you do, Mark. And that's the thing. That's kind of the conundrum that we were having on the postgame show last night of they're 12-6, so what are we all freaking out about? It's the issue with when you're developing players at the major league level. I mean, the likelihood of having all three of these starting pitchers work out in year one that they get in here is obviously very unlikely.
Yeah, maybe this is a team that should have signed Gio when it had the chance. I know you're going to say, oh, Keuchel, but next year down was Gio, who's in AAA right now, who certainly would have been a serviceable person to have there. But yeah, as I think we said on the first one that I was on, with the chances of all these guys being good is a little slim, and I think you're seeing that with Burns' struggles in particular.
Well, on the plus side, Corbin Burns only gives up 2 home runs in his first 3 starts.
Yeah.
He had given up 3 apiece, so I think he's going to earn himself that next start as that number keeps going down, Mark. Talking with Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions here on the Wendy's Big Show. I wanted to ask you this question. We talk about Yasmani Grandal, and I know he's been a topic ever since you started joining us here, and what he actually does to the defensive metrics, because pitch framing is consistently talked about, and we are now being able to see Yaz get those strikes on the outside corner where, like, it's evident. But how would that factor into, when you're talking about a catcher's ERA, where does the pitch framing come into it, as well as the balls, the pass balls, balls being blocked into the dirt, and sometimes where a pass ball seems relatively easy to have, he's trying to frame one and lets one get by him and a run can score.
Now, all right, how many of those have you had this year?
We've had 2 situations already.
Oh, really? All right. Well, all right. That's a little troublesome.
And then on the plus side, though, Mark, the one time the fastball did catch the umpire in the face, and that was one of the 3 times the Brewers have had the home plate umpire be replaced mid-game.
I think when you think about it over the course of the game, the pitches that he's going to save for you, strike ball-wise, because there's so many opportunities for him to do that, they're going to outweigh the occasional issues. Now, there are certainly catchers who have fewer issues than he does, but there aren't many catchers who are better at framing than he is. And I think framing is your most valuable thing, because over the course of the season, he's got thousands of chances to try and frame a strike. And I think in the end that well, it's interesting. because there's, I guess there's like a sabermetric value for it, and then there's the in the moment, oh my God, he blew it in the NLCS kind of thing, where he did it, you know, where he had trouble at the worst possible time. So I think you have to kind of say, well, they wouldn't get there necessarily without him. So you have to kind of take it both ways. And in the end, I think you look at it as a positive.
Talking with Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions, a couple more minutes here. Mark, you told us all not to freak out about Mike Moustakas at second base, and last night he proves why with a highlight play to him and Orlando Arcia, and it was a thing of beauty there in the middle of the infield, and you didn't need any kind of advanced number to tell you that that was how you play second base.
Well, this is good. Say, I'm also going to tell you not to worry about Aguilar again, even though you're up to what? 50, 60 at-bats now,
mm-hmm.
And he's still looking for his first home run. But I'm glad to hear that Moustakas is paying off. Although, actually, it's funny, the advanced metrics indicate that he's been slightly negative so far. But if you're happy with it, fantastic.
Hey, we're taking baby steps, Mark. We're taking baby steps. We appreciate
10% of the season.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing, too, when we're talking about Aguilar and we're talking about the trends with him and Shaw. It's 10% of the season in. We're not even at 100 at-bats. Those guys are going to turn it around. They're good baseball hitters.
Yep.
Mark, appreciate the time, man. As always, we'll talk next week on Wednesday.
Sure. Yep.
That's Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.